Coming up, we'll talk baseball with RJ Anderson of CBS Sports MLB. We'll talk about that. Take a look at Big 12 Media Day today. Matt Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones were front and center down at Jerry World in Arlington. That and a whole lot more coming up Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYN. And welcome in to the Gym Class for Tuesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym all across eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today on this Tuesday, July the 16th. Another hot one in eastern Iowa. We'll get to that more coming up here in just a little bit. RJ Anderson will join us to talk some Major League Baseball. Plenty of news to talk about in the world of the big leagues. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. And like we mentioned, Big 12 Media Day going on. SEC Media Day going on as well. Big 10 coming up on Thursday and Friday. And, of course, we'll be there with the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn in full force from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday for you with all kinds of interviews and breakdowns and et cetera. And maybe, a talk with Doug or Daddy. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Mm.
That excites you, doesn't it?
It does.
How are you today?
I'm good. Welcome to the oven, everyone, in eastern Iowa. It's in the 90s. It's going to get even warmer the next couple days. We dream of these days in February, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So not much complaining on our part, but Big 12 Media Days going on, and as always, these media days very rarely yield tremendous news or breaking news, but it's more about the personalities, the coaches, the players. We'll hear a lot about that later in the week at the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago with Todd and Alex. Very much look forward to that. They have a lot of great guests lined up. I think the most interesting thing in the Big 12 right now is a story that I read. Lincoln Riley said he hasn't named a starting quarterback at Oklahoma yet. And he's got Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, a transfer from Alabama who's played in two straight national championship games. Smokescreen.
Yes.
Yeah. Said he hasn't earned the job yet.
No. Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, if Jalen Hurts is not the starting quarterback of the Oklahoma
Sooners.
Yeah,
somebody pretty damn good.
When they open the season coming up in their first ball game, I could say something really outlandish right now, like I'll walk over to toward Westdale and get something to eat and walk back. I'm not going to say that, though. I just did, but I'm not going to promise that to anybody out there. But no, Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback. Trust me. He will be the quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners. Now, does that mean he's going to win a Heisman? No. Because they've had the last two Heisman winners, Kyler Murray, and before that, Mr. Cleveland Brown.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, thank you. So quickly we forget.
It's quite a run.
It's a pretty good run. Quite a pretty good run that OU has had. And no wonder they're picked to finish first or second, depending on what scribe you pay attention
You're
to.
You're not buying that.
What, the Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback? No, no,
okay.
No. God, no. No, Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback for Oklahoma coming up. Tom Herman was among the coaches, along with Matt Campbell of Iowa State, that met the media today in Arlington, Texas at Jerry World. It's an interesting setup down there. They have it right on the field at AT&T Stadium down there, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. And they put used the big screens as the to set up things down there. It's kind of an interesting deal.
Doing it big.
They do it big, yeah. And of course, it's Texas-centric down there. What came out of Big 12 Media Day today? Everybody, you said Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback at Oklahoma.
I'm not saying he isn't.
Well, Lincoln Riley said he's not yet anointed the quarterback at Oklahoma, which is not truthful. Tom Herman talking about he would love to see Texas and Texas A&M play football once again in a rivalry game.
I think a lot of people would.
I think a lot of people would, but it's not going to happen.
That was a traditional Friday game, was it not?
Friday of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And, yeah, ended up. Texas A&M, that is the reason why they left to go to the Southeastern Conference, is because they thought it was getting too Texas-centric. They're rivals, as you know.
Mm.
And it was getting too Texas-centric as far as the Big 12 is concerned. They tried to make a stink. No one listened. They took their ball and went to the Southeastern Conference. And are they going to play in a yearly annual basis? No. Now, I could see a few one-off or two-off Texas A&M games, but it's not going to be like it was with the that thing was as good a rivalry as any. I mean, that was to Texans, that was Ohio State Michigan times 1,000.
Yeah.
Was that particular game. You had the bonfire at A&M every year. Texas did with whatever they did as far as getting ready for that traditional game, and it was the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend.
12th man at A&M,
but it's another one of those things that's probably not going to happen. Also coming out of Big 12 Media Day today, it's interesting, but the conference said that you can do you have hook 'em horns, Mark, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's Texas's thing. Whenever they're happy winning, they do the hook 'em horns thing. And what happens when you want to throw shade at the Longhorns? Horns down. So the Big 12 came out today and said it's not going to be an automatic penalty this year in a game when you show the horns down. It's going to depend on the situation. So if you sack the quarterback and you're standing over him and you show horns down to Sam Ehrlinger, then probably you're going to get a penalty.
Why?
Why are you going to do it?
I kind of like that, though. If they can flash the hook 'em horns, why not?
It's a Texas-centric league, man.
Yeah.
We all know that. It's Texas-centric. And so it's not going to be an automatic penalty this year. For when teams do that to the Longhorns. All this stuff, you can't make this stuff up coming out of media days like this. Matt Campbell did meet the media today, and of course, it was very popular. Iowa State, the sexy pick as far as the Big 12 is concerned. Picked to finish third by the Scribes, etc., behind Texas and Oklahoma, or Oklahoma and Texas. And, of course, what was the thing that everybody wanted to ask Matt Campbell about today?
Other coaching jobs,
coaching in the National Football League, etc. Already have his bags packed, and the destination not known for Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell did what he should have done today, and that is bypass these questions, slough them off a little bit, if you will. But it's just kind of par for the course, I guess.
That's what you experience when you have success, especially as a young coach. Campbell stops at Toledo and Iowa State have been successful and still on the rise. So you would expect Matt Campbell to be on the radar of a lot of schools, many of them high-profile schools that may be looking for a new head coach at the end of this season.
And his name's going to come up again if Iowa State has another good year.
I think he's handled it pretty well up till now. It's got to be annoying and distracting. Because even if he was being courted by, a higher profile school than Iowa State, what's he going to say?
He's going to deny it.
Yeah, they fired Harbaugh and they've contacted me, and I'm pretty interested.
Well, the one that's going to get the most interest, and it was just filled last year when Urban Meyer retired, and that is Ohio State, mm-hmm. since Matt Campbell is a native of the state of Ohio and has many, many ties to the state of Ohio. Hawk fans went through this with Kirk Ferentz a decade plus, maybe even now ago, with where is Kirk going to go? I still remember waking up on January 1st one year, and one of the television networks said Kirk Ferentz was leaving for the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, uh-oh, there goes my January 1st. What am I going to say? Didn't materialize, needless to say. Kirk's still in Iowa City. Not going to say that Matt Campbell's going to stay in Ames for as long as Kirk's been in Iowa City, but possibility is there.
You could do a lot worse than Iowa State.
Yes, you can. 319-366-1600, the Hertien and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertien and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Northeast and Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch, to catch the game after work, to bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Or you can just debate if Jalen Hurts is going to be Oklahoma's coach or Oklahoma's quarterback coming up in the fall. Head on down to Third Base, conveniently located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast and Cedar Rapids. They are the presenting sponsor of the gym class program right here on KGYM.
88 degrees in eastern Iowa, and it's, you know, all in all, not that bad because the forecast is in.
Hopefully some rain coming.
Into the high 90s by Friday, so.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Poll question at KGYMradio.com. Has to do with the weather. Why not? What's your go-to thing on a hot day? Is it enjoy the air conditioning? Hit the pool? Grab some ice cream? Or enjoy it? It's not that bad. We also could have thrown in there, stop at Emil's Hideaway.
Could have.
That's our poll question sponsor out there on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot. And behind Taco John's.
There is a big blob of rain over the north central, right along the Iowa-Minnesota border, south of Minneapolis. So our Twins game tonight still looks like it's going to go off without a hitch. Twins and the Mets tonight. Love me some interleague baseball. And that will be at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, coming up this evening. Real quick, back to Iowa State. Some news. Take it with a grain of salt, much like you do with any program putting out the depth chart before their coach talks. I expect Iowa to put theirs out probably Friday morning as well, their first one of the season. Doesn't mean a whole lot at this point and at this juncture. Iowa State put out their depth chart today. They do have a quarterback, and his name is Brock Purdy. He and Nate Stanley were both on the watch list for the Maxwell Award that was presented today. They are two of the 30 quarterbacks that are on that preseason watch list. The big story coming out of the Iowa State depth chart released today is who is going to try to replace David Montgomery. And right now, no short of one, two, three, four, five guys and four oars are listed. If you're P.J. Fleck, that's good. If you're Iowa State, maybe that's not so good. Five running backs are listed right now on the depth chart with the word or separating each one of them.
Well, a cynic would say if you have five, you don't have one.
Correct.
Right?
That's the quarterback adage of all time.
Yeah. I think Iowa State obviously will come up with the number one. Maybe
it's a freshman.
Committee. Yep. It could be two or three running backs. To try to duplicate or at least match what David Montgomery did for Iowa State. That's going to be very difficult to accomplish, but I think it tells me that there's quite a good competition at the running back spot at Iowa State, and they're going to have a good one, I think. I believe that. But right now, obviously, no clear-cut number one.
No clear-cut number one, certainly at this point. One of the wide receivers, there are nine listed among the three positions, and one of those, DeShante Jones, is back. All five across the offensive line are back for Iowa State, including Julian Good-Jones, as well as Bryce Meeker, both from Cedar Rapids. And they will man the tackle spots for Iowa State. Julian at left tackle, Bryce Meeker right tackle. For the Iowa State Cyclones. And then the defense is strong, if not super solid, at this point with a total of, I think, 8 returning starters on that defensive side.
8 on both sides, I think.
That's where Iowa State's going to have their bread buttered this year. I think no doubt about it. They are going to be very good on the defensive side of the ball. So take that for what it's worth as far as depth charts being put out on July the 16th or July the 18th or what have you. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you would like to weigh in, we're going to talk some baseball coming up in just a little bit. Then after we do that, we'll talk a little bit about news and notes, including I wanted to get your thoughts about one of your favorite events that had a little bit of controversy yesterday, and that is the World Series of Poker. I'm not a big poker player, but you're a poker player.
Yes, I am.
They had a little controversy yesterday, so we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. All right, 3:18. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. RJ Anderson of CBS Sports MLB going to join us. Plenty to talk about in the world of Major League Baseball, and we'll cover it right after this here on KGYM.
Alexander Lumber has put on the finishing touches, and they're ready to celebrate the grand opening of their brand new lumber yard. Join them for the party this Saturday from 11 to 2. Bring the family for a complimentary cookout and your favorite summer games. See the brand new lumber yard and everything Alexander Lumber has to offer. Come to the grand opening of Alexander Lumber Saturday from 11 to 2 in their brand new location, 4340 420th Street, Iowa City, just 2 blocks east of the Sinclair Station Dinosaur.
I'm bored.
Already, Dad?
I want to do something fun together.
Video games?
Nah.
Ride bikes?
Tired of it.
Run through the sprinkler. Waterfall National Mini Golf?
Yes! Waterfall National!
Okay, we can do that.
Woohoo! Waterfall National Mini Golf!
Bust the summer boredom for your family at Waterfall National Mini Golf.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go now.
I'm not ready yet!
Part of Airport National Golf on Wright Brothers Boulevard, Cedar Rapids.
Hurry up!
Dad!
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2019 season. Safety is always number one, so like many colleges, all kids will have guardian caps this year, and every coach is trained and certified with USA Football. Backed by popular demand is the Modified Flag Football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through eighth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Practice begins mid-August, and equipment fitting starts soon. Get more info on their Facebook page, Metro Youth Football Association in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, did you forward me this email from Svetlana?
Yes.
You want me to interview her for a job?
Well, it says she's looking to get down to business.
It also says she likes gentle bear cub man who knows what he likes.
I'm gentle.
Dave, this is a Ukrainian dating site.
Corporate said we should hire more diverse candidates.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you ready for a smart-rocking summer of 2019? Here's your summer checklist. Beach towels, beach balls, and beach apparel. Check. Smart rock? Check. Grilling utensils? Check. Live music and deeper tracks of smart rock? Check. Vacation plans? Check. Smart FM app for your mobile device? Check. There. You are now ready to smart rock your way through the summer of 19. Smart FM.
After an off day, the Twins begin a lengthy homestand on Tuesday night. First up, interleague play, a 2-game series with the New York Mets. Hi, this is Corey Provis right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back with you on the gym class here at KGYM. We're going to talk with RJ Anderson coming up in just a moment. Cyclone Tim on the text line at 319-366-1600. Thanks us for talking a little college football because it gets the blood boiling a little bit, gets him ready for a little college pigskin in the fall. That's what we're here for, Tim. Thank you very much. And he says, go Cyclones.
Yep. He says it gets him excited for fall, which helps deal with the hot weather. And Justin on the text line, in regards to what to do on a hot day, grab some tubes, float down the river.
Go tubing. That's not a bad idea. You got one of your hands free so that you can hold your favorite beverage. Steer with one, beverage with the other.
You're that kind of tuber, huh?
What else you gonna do?
That's why you tube, right?
That's why you tube. Okay. So I'm with him. I'm down with that. I'm down with that right there. RJ Anderson set to join us right now. Give him a follow on Twitter and read his stuff at CBS Sports MLB, one of the terrific people involved as far as that particular website is concerned, joining us to talk a little Major League Baseball today. It's supposed to be hot in mid to late July, isn't it, RJ?
Yeah, I mean, I was born and raised in Florida, so it's supposed to be hot year-round as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's not a dry heat right there as far as Florida.
Not at all.
As far as Florida is concerned. All right, we're getting into the trading area now, the trade deadline a couple of weeks away. We had a minor one last night with the Cubs and the Kansas City Royals. You've been talking about that a little bit, kind of speculating on what you think might happen in the next couple of weeks. You think it's going to be a red-hot trade deadline time this year?
I think it has the potential to be interesting, in part because this is the first season where we have only one deadline. You know, in years past, you had that August waiver period where teams could conceivably fill in gaps in their bullpen, rotation, and bench based on, you know, acquiring guys who were expiring contracts or were perhaps unavailable at the trade deadline due to injury. Whereas this year, you know, you kind of have to make those deals in July. So to give you an example, Zach Wheeler, he's on the injured list now. Well, that's going to impact his stock, but even if he doesn't make it back in time for the deadline, it wouldn't surprise me to see him dealt with the return contingent on how many appearances he makes the rest of the way. So you're probably going to see teams get kind of creative and also be a little bit more aggressive when it comes to bench and bullpen players.
About teams, we're going to see in the next couple of weeks or so as well what teams are going to be buyers and what teams are going to be sellers. It looked for a while that the Washington Nationals were going to be sell, 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 and all of a sudden they're six games over 500 and they would be in the playoffs if it started today.
Yeah, they've really saved their season. And for a while there, I was kind of ready to count them out. You know, they had to go on a heck of a run to get back into the race. And to their credit, they have done that. And I think that you're going to see them try to address their bullpen the rest of July. Now, the problem for them is they don't really have a great farm system, so they're probably not going to be shopping at the top of the market. But there are a number of relievers available who could be of interest to them. I mean, I just had something go up on CBS Sports right now about the Miami Marlins and how they have a number of pitchers who are available and appealing to contenders, including a couple of relievers. So don't be surprised if you see someone like Nick Anderson, Austin Bryce, or Jarlin Garcia linked to the Nationals, maybe even Sergio Romo. And, you know, I think of those four, everyone knows Romo the most. But, you know, there are going to be options out there for the Nationals to try to attack their bullpen weakness. And I would like to see them even maybe take the financial hit and try to trade for Ian Kennedy of the Royals. You know, he's owed a lot of money next season, but he's the Washington Nationals. You know, flex those financial muscles, go out there, get a good reliever for basically nothing prospect-wise, and show people that you're serious about making the most of what's become a potentially interesting second half.
The team that really interests me, RJ, is the Oakland Athletics. Now 12 games over 500. They just dominate the AL Central and just picked up Homer Bailey. Is it inconceivable to think Oakland may catch Houston?
I think that's unlikely, but I think they're going to continue to shop around for pitching help. The problem for them is they don't really have a great farm system either. They have two kids in Jesus Luzardo and AJ Puck, who they were kind of counting on contributing to their pitching staff this season. Unfortunately, Luzardo has had more setbacks, and Puck has been working out of the bullpen. So that kind of limits their ability to go out there and make a big deal. I do think they're going to continue to look for another starter and some relief help. I don't think they have the horses to top Houston. I just think the Astros are going to go out there, get rotation help of their own, and hold off the A's, hold off the Rangers, as well as the Angels. But, you know, Oakland has a chance of making the postseason. It just depends on what they're able to do over the next few weeks to reinforce their pitching staff.
Of course, A.J. Puck right here from Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. So hopefully make a stride, help out the A's a little bit. We knew we are resigned to the fact now there are going to be some very good American League teams that are not going to make the playoffs. Hello, RJ, you there?
Oh, yeah, I know. I thought you were asking a question.
We must have lost communication there for just a moment. I said it's just a situation where we've come to the realization that there are going to be some very good American League teams that are going to be out on the outside looking in as far as the postseason are concerned.
Yeah, and I think one of the teams who you need to keep an eye on over the next few weeks is the Texas Rangers, because they're conceivably in the race right now, but if they were to sell, they have a number of pitchers who would appeal to other teams. You know, Mike Minor almost was the All-Star Game starter, probably going to fish pretty high in the Cy Young voting unless he collapses over the next few weeks, a few months. He would appeal to a number of teams because of his quality of performance this season. In addition to his contract, he's under control next season for less than $10 million. Chris Martin is a reliever who most people probably are not familiar with, but he has a high spin fastball, high velocity fastball. He's a free agent at year's end, having an outstanding season. They have Sean Kelly. They have Jesse Chavez. You know, they just traded Peter Fairbanks over the weekend for an interesting prospect in Nick Flack. So if Texas sells, and I'm not saying they will, but if they do sell, they could actually be of interest on the trade market because, you know, they have a number of pitchers who would fit in on basically any team's staff.
Is the fact that Cubs acquired Maldonado an indication that Contreras is more seriously injured?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that they're not being sincere when they say Contreras is only expected to miss about 10 days, but I think that's also a case where they're trying to accumulate depth. And because of what I mentioned earlier, where there being only one trade deadline, this is one way for them to get a solid third catcher into the organization. Because earlier in the season, they had to call upon Taylor Davis, and hey, nothing against Taylor Davis, but he's not someone you want to have to turn to as your backup catcher when you're in a pennant race like the Cubs anticipate being in come August and September. So I think that they're probably going to keep Maldonado on their 25-man roster the rest of the way, if that means optioning Victor Caratini or, you know, making some other move in order to keep three catchers around. They'll do that because, remember, they played Wilson Contreras in the outfield. They've tried to get him a little bit of versatility, and frankly, you know, one area where they've struggled and where Contreras struggled is with framing the baseball. And Maldonado historically has been pretty good at that in addition to having a strong arm. So I think there are a couple of different things going on with that deal. It's possible that, yeah, Contreras is more banged up than they're letting on. But I also think it just makes sense, even if Contreras is going to be back and ready to play in about 10 days' time.
RJ, what do you trust more, the Cubs finishing this off or St. Louis or Milwaukee overtaking them?
You know, I think I trust the Cubs more. The Brewers actually, last I checked, had a negative run differential on the season, and they do not have a good farm system to go out there and make a big deal to improve that pitching staff. So I'm kind of curious to see what they do the rest of the way, if they try to maybe convince someone to take on Travis Shaw or if they try to do something creative along those lines. And with the Cardinals, you know, they're solid in a lot of spots, but they're not really great, and I don't know where they're going to be able to upgrade necessarily. So when you lay the teams out on paper, I just have more trust in that Cubs group and what they're going to be able to do over the next few weeks than with either St. Louis or Milwaukee. Though, if you told me any one of those three teams won the National League Central at year's end, it wouldn't surprise me too much.
RJ Anderson joining us from CBS Sports, covering the major leagues here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. And RJ, about the Cardinals, it's not been a... You know, it's been a very roller coaster year. A lot of downs, maybe even more than ups. And the Cardinals look up today, and they're one game behind in the loss column of the Cubs. If you're a Cardinal fan, I think that's got to give you a little bit of optimism at this point.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're only one game back here in mid to late July, I think you have to be happy with where things stand. And we all expected the National League Central to be highly competitive. You know, it's not like they're the Cincinnati Reds, where they've had one of the 10 or dozen best run differentials in baseball, but they've spent most of the year in last place. You know, they're in a good spot, and it just depends on how things break. And like I just said, you know, I think the Cubs are probably the best team on paper, but if you told me that when everything was said and done, the Cardinals got more production out of Matt Carpenter and, you know, found a workable solution here and there, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, they need to get Yadier Molina back and producing at the plate, and they need to get Colton Wong going, and some of these other players need to get going, but they have a chance. Solid team, and you know, there's nothing stopping them from competing for a playoff spot the rest of the way, unless for whatever reason they decide to, you know, sell off, and I don't think that's likely either.
How far away are we from robot umpires, RJ?
Well, it's already happening in the Atlantic League, which means Major League Baseball, as part of their 3-year agreement with the Atlantic League, has eyes on, you know, wanting to see it in action. And I don't know how soon it'll be coming to Major League Baseball. Frankly, I have a lot of concerns about it. I'm skeptical about the whole thing, but I would guess that, you know, within the next decade to 12 years, maybe 15 years, we will see it. And it wouldn't surprise me if it comes up even sooner than that. You know, I'm probably being too conservative and probably letting some of my own biases skew that timeline, because, you know, it just seems like that's the way things are going, for better or worse.
Yeah, that will be weird. Of course, it was weird to see the first person steal first base in that same league well, but we had that happen.
Yeah, and, you know, I really feel bad for the Atlantic League players, because a lot of those guys are trying to get back into organized ball and they're trying to catch scouts' eyes, and now they're literally having to do that with different rules and rules that we've never really seen in baseball before. And, you know, they're not just going to stop at stealing first base or robot umpires. They're going to mess with the mound and they're going to change the game. And it's really a bummer for these kids who are trying to get back into baseball. And, you know, this was their best route to doing so, and now they're basically guinea pigs. So I really feel bad for them, and I don't believe this was collectively bargained or anything like that, so I don't think the players had or will have any say in it, and it just really bums me out for those kids.
RJ, enlighten me, because I don't know a lot about this. I watch a lot of baseball, but I think more and more the guy in the dugout who reviews a play and says to the manager, yay or nay, yeah, we want to review this. Are those assistant coaches, bench coaches, somebody hired independently? And CBS Sports needs to rank these guys 1 through 30.
So in some cases, we're talking about front office types. You know, it can be a former player. It can be perhaps an old coach. But they're usually not bench coach, and they're usually not a first base or third base coach. They're kind of independent. They're like an unseen actor, so to speak. In terms of, you know, who's the best at it, who's the worst at it, it's really interesting how some of these teams deploy these challenges, because you see some teams like the Rays, they'll challenge just about anything. The thinking being, okay, we're probably not going to succeed here, but if we do, it's worth the risk, right? Because it's not like you get extra points for not challenging anything. And at the same time, on the other end of the spectrum, you have some teams like the Giants who, you know, they've had miserable luck at having their challenges work out for them, but they don't really challenge very often. And maybe the thinking is, you know, we're not going to win them anyway, so what's the point? But it is interesting how they're used. Frankly, I'm not really a fan of instant replay. You know, I think it slows down the game, and I think that we've opened a Pandora's box of issues that really we should have kind of not opened. But it's here to stay, I think, and it's going to be interesting to see how teams refine their challenging strategy in the years to come.
Yeah, it's not going away anytime soon, and it probably will expand even more. So if you're not a fan of it, get ready to dig in against it here. Final one from me here. We swing back to the trading deadline. Who would be the one wild big time player that you could see a scenario that gets moved before the trade deadline? You don't think will, but could get moved.
That's a good question. I guess I would say someone like Trevor Richards or Mike Minor. You know, I know that Richards is being shopped around. He's not a big name necessarily, but we're talking about a league average starter with one of the best changeups in baseball who has 5+ years of control remaining. And I think he's kind of a surprise. In terms of impact, I do think it's Minor. You know, you wouldn't necessarily think that a team in contention would be shopping someone like him, but again, it's conceivable that it happens, and if he is moved, he might be the best starter moved. So I think that those are my two answers to that question.
Not like a Noah Syndergaard or anybody like that, though.
I just think that's more likely to happen during the winter when they can drum up more interest, and perhaps after he's had a better second half, because, you know, frankly, his surface level numbers aren't that good right now, and a lot of that has to do with their defense and catching, but teams are going to hold that against them.
There you go. All right. RJ, appreciate it. As always, keep up the great work with CBS Sports, and always good talking baseball with you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. RJ Anderson joining us here. Give him a follow on Twitter. And, of course, read his stuff at CBSSports.com in the Major League Baseball section. Yeah, trading deadline is coming up. Like you said, Homer Bailey was moved. Cubs got Martin Maldonado. I just saw the tweet that he is in the starting lineup tonight, batting eighth. I believe Mills is throwing tonight for the Cubs to get a start. Interesting.
I think in the next 2 weeks it's going to be a mad scramble for pitching, right?
It's got to be. It's always about pitching.
Most of the contenders have the lineups that they want. It's just going to be very interesting to see which contenders those in hot pursuit go after and strengthen those pitching staffs.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break, come back, 3:38. We're going to talk a little bit about the World Series of Poker and also talk a little bit some news that a lot of people probably, if you did see, you kind of glanced over and glossed over a little bit as far as television rights are concerned. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
You're listening to music. Menards has everything you need for your best entertainment experience. Save 11% off over 150 stock RCA audio and video accessories. You can get everything you need from audio and video cables to universal remotes and even high-definition TV antennas. Save 11% off everything to complete your project at Menards now through July 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by four dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Why wait for Cyber Monday in November when Dell's Cyber Monday in July is on right now and it's our biggest one ever? Score daily doorbusters up to $350 off this Monday through Friday on the very latest Dell and Alienware computers, including laptops with Intel Core processors. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on an amazing selection of electronics and accessories like Sony TVs. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Monday. That's 800-BUY-DELL for massive deals today.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class on a Tuesday here on KGYM. Caddy Smack coming up tomorrow. Get your golf questions ready to go. Brian will join us. Dave Austed's also going to join us coming up from the grand headquarters of Austed's up in Sioux Falls. So looking forward to talking things with Dave, and that'll be coming up tomorrow on Caddy Smack. We'll preview the Open Championship as well, which is about, 36 hours away from getting started, thereabouts. Zach teeing off before 4 a.m. Get your beauty sleep. Go to bed early tomorrow night if you'd like to watch Zach.
48 hours from now.
Right around there.
Yeah.
36. Is it?
Tees off at 3:47 Iowa time Thursday morning.
Right.
36.
36. Thank you. 50 years ago today, we were talking during the break, was a red letter day as far as America is concerned and history is concerned, as 50 years ago today was the launch of the Apollo spacecraft and really the space race.
Yeah, Apollo 11 was launched on this day 50 years ago, and I'm thinking here I might be the one of the few in the building to remember that.
I did not.
Here at KGYM,
I was around.
And KZIA. I was 13 at the time, and I'm here to tell you it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
TVs were in their infancy. It was black and white, but it was a huge deal, even bigger deal when the Eagle landed. On the 20th, took about 4 days or more to get to the moon, but that was an amazing thing.
Amazing, amazing. So the 20th, that is Saturday, and that'll be the 50th anniversary of the landing. And then Neil Armstrong that day coming out and saying the famous line as well. One small step for man.
Planted a flag, and I think he took a swing with a golf club too as well.
Yes, he did, yeah. As a matter of fact. Yes, he did.
Second man on the moon?
I have no idea.
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin? Mm-hmm. Was it Buzz? Okay. Yeah. I could have taken a guess. I had a 1 out of 3 shot to get it after Neil Armstrong. But a lot of things commemorating that this week, and looking forward to taking them in. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you would like to weigh in on things. Wanted to throw this out there. And get your thoughts about it, Mark, because you are a poker guy. I am not a poker guy. I mean, I've played recreationally because I can't lose any more money than I have as far as fantasy golf is concerned. I hope it's a great fantasy football season because, yeah. Anyway.
Maybe I ought to organize a game of Hold'em for you to recoup some of your losses.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm going to win. Doesn't mean I'm going to win. World Series of Poker, the big contest going on in Vegas. I think they were to 11 at the final table. Now they're down to 3. And they had a bump of controversy yesterday when it was at 11, I do believe. And something that hasn't happened before, but there are rules pertaining to what happened, this particular thing.
Yeah, a dealer miscounted the chips of one of the contestants. That's what it came down to. One player had a pair of, I don't know, what was it, tens, and one of the other guys at the table shoved all in, had 20 some million chips.
Yeah, and, it was 20 some million.
Much more than the guy who made the original bet. And the guy who made the original bet wanted the dealer to count the second player's chips, and the dealer miscounted by about 5 million.
Which doesn't happen very often at all.
Very rarely, very rarely. But they brought in the rules officials and whatnot, and it was pointed out that it's really not the dealer's responsibility to count them accurately. It's the players who are responsible for the dealer doesn't, have to make an accurate count.
No, you have to be, you are, no matter what the dealer says, you are responsible for what your bet is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it came down to. And there is a rule written, as a matter of fact, pertaining to that, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
How it all played out. But they're down to 3 now. And it's getting very exciting over there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and they're playing for a lot of money. And our friend Mike Colosso of the Gazette has played in the World Series of Poker Seniors Championship.
Senior edition, yeah.
Actually cashed.
Yes, he
Google
did.
Him at World Series of Poker. You can get his profile. I don't think it has a picture.
Oh, it should have
it has
a picture.
An outline of a picture, I think.
Mike's going to be on
last
Monday
time I looked.
With us after Big Ten Media Days, and we will ask Mike why no picture.
I think that's how he got knocked out a few years ago. He miscounted somebody's chips. No, I don't know. I think it was probably more of a bad beat than anything else.
Well, you would think there would have been, when you're down to 11 players, when you're talking about $20-odd million on the table, you would think there would have been some acrimony there, but there really wasn't.
The player that was short-stacked made the argument that, you know, he had $5 million more than I anticipated. I might not have called him at that time.
Right, right.
I think he would have with a pair and a short stack, but... nevertheless, that's the way the...
Because he had pocket tens, right?
Pocket tens, and the other player had pocket queens.
Queens.
Yes.
So it wasn't looking good.
And I think I'm calling at pocket tens at that stage of the game.
Yeah, well, especially in those circumstances.
Pocket queens ended up winning, by the way.
Yes, it did, which knocked out said player who was at the center of all this. Mm-hmm. And the guy with the queens is still in.
And both players complimented the dealer and said they felt bad for him. Him or her, I guess I don't know. But said the dealer is very, very good at what he or she does. And it was just an unfortunate mistake that not in the rules. So,
I mean, that's tough.
Carry on.
When you're the dealer, I mean, first of all, you're the dealer in the World Series of Poker. So it's like being one of the top basketball officials, football officials, baseball umpires, whatever the case may be, you're going to have a mistake, especially when you're counting upwards of 20 some million dollars. Mm-hmm. You may be off a little bit. Maybe something sticks together, whatever, you go through it. It happens. We're all human. But it doesn't take away from the fact that they are not, I mean, this is not your dealer from the, you know, down, whatever. I don't want to insinuate or put anyone down who's a dealer. We have fine dealers out there.
This is exactly how you would get knocked out in a KGYM poker tournament. With your luck in fantasy golf.
Yeah, I know.
And ours, I guess. We share a team, but.
Yeah, well, that happens. But yeah, it could have been a lot worse, but it wasn't. Everybody, maintain their cool, and you just don't read about this very often in the World Series of Poker.
And actually, everybody at the final table makes multiple millions, so I'm not about to cry too hard for that guy.
No, they're doing all right out there. 319-366-1600. Has that ever happened to you out there if you're a poker player where it was miscounted and you went all in and you didn't need to go all in? Let us know. Let us know out there at 319-366-1600.
No conspiracy theories on the moon landing on the text line, John, but thanks for the text. He's suspicious.
Oh, we're still suspicious. I think that's probably, you know what? Half of me says that's a good thing, and half of me says that's not a good thing because, you know, you got to keep your mind sharp like that. Some people still believe it was a fallacy out there. There were actually cameras, though, so
yeah.
It would have been pretty good in, 1969 to come up with all this?
The number of shooters in the Kennedy assassination still up for debate.
Yes.
And, I mean,
oh, yes. That could be a Friday topic. No, we're not going to do that. All right, 3:51. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk a little bit about a television contract that a lot of people may have glossed over a little bit. We'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here!
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble. Each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
After an off day, the Twins begin a lengthy homestand on Tuesday night. First up, interleague play, a two-game series with the New York Mets. Hi, this is Corey Provis right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back with you on the Gym Class for Tuesday on KGYM. Caddy Smack coming your way on Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to talk about the state softball tournament. Jeff Linder is going to join us. We'll also talk about the Gazette Athletes of the Year with Jeff, and we'll do that coming up on Thursday. Jeremiah Davis back with us on Friday to talk a little local racing. We may have Dave on Thursday, if Dave's back from Del Mar yet. I don't know. Did we find out anything? Dave is back on Thursday. All right. Either that means things went really well or really poorly for Dave Kokin. But I miss Dave. I'm glad to have him back on Thursday.
And it's going to get more interesting as the weeks go by here as football gets nearer, but well, welcome back, Dave, on Thursday.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. That'll be a lot of fun. And don't forget the IndyCar race at the Iowa Speedway coming up on Saturday night. We'll have it for you beginning at 5:30 with the pre-race, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM for the Iowa 300. And should be a very good race under the lights coming up on Saturday night. Wanted to talk a little bit about television contracts. First of all, before we do that, from you and I, we both know Bruce very well. And, of course, yesterday announced that he is going to retire next March after turning 70 this past weekend. So wanted to take time out to wish Bruce a happy pre-retirement, if you will. Worked with him for many years down at the downtown ranch when we were known as KCRG and when you were at the Gazette.
Yeah, I was just across the alley and Bruce going to stay on the job for 8 more months. As many of you know, if you saw the newscast or read the paper this morning, saw tweets about that, but really an iconic figure in town from that standpoint, 34 years on the air.
Former radio guy.
Yeah, he did sports in Germany, I read.
That's right.
When he was in the Army.
So if he needs something to do, you know, in his retirement after March.
You're on vacation, you can sit in with me.
Yeah.
Nothing against Kyle or
no,
Alex.
Or he could throw some updates up there, you know. Yeah. Bruce Downey with your sports update.
He's a Yankee fan. It'll be all about New York.
Well, yeah. That's true. But Bruce.
Yeah, congratulations, Bruce.
Happy retirement when it comes around in March. There is a television contract wanted to talk about, and this was kind of, saw this yesterday, and I had to do a double take on it, but it is newsworthy to us here in Iowa because we talked with the now executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, Tom Keating. When we talked with him, he was going in a couple weeks out from going into office over in Boone or going into his new job, I guess, over in Boone. It's not like he was elected or anything mm-hmm. like that. But he told us flat out, first thing on their priority chart is to get the television situation worked out. Well, Illinois has done that, and Illinois had a similar situation that Iowa is in right now. Their contract was up, and Illinois has left NBC Sports Chicago for the Illinois high school tournaments. They are going to go back to an independent, quote-unquote, free television, if you will. It will be picked up by local outlets across the state. I know there are a couple in the Chicagoland area that I've seen already that are going to be picking it up. And so it's going to be available anyway all over that particular state. I know a lot of people in our particular state in Iowa would like to see a similar situation, but that is up to the Iowa High School Sports Network, because they are going to be the ones, as we learned, to help work out or work out the contract. The Iowa High School Athletic Association is just kind of sitting back there as one of the parties involved.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that a lot of sports fans and high school sports fans in Iowa want. They want access to the state tournaments, and a lot of outlets in the western part of the state in particular don't get NBC Sports Chicago on whatever their cable arrangements are. And yeah, as you said, a lot of folks maybe thought that the state high school association, of which Tom Keating is executive director, controls that. And
they
that's not true.
They do not.
The Iowa High School Network controls that, but I'm sure Tom and others have a bit of influence on the network, and I think that's going to happen one of these days.
We're going to see
hopefully
something
sooner than later.
Yeah, we're going to see something in the next month. Well, football starts. You want to get shocked? Yeah. Football starts week zero on the 23rd of August. So, that's coming up very, very quickly. So we're going to see something in the offing as far as the Iowa High School Sports Network and a television contract. One way or the other, we're going to see it very, very soon. So we shall see how it all plays out and what goes with that as far as streaming and radio rights for us and whatnot. Tomorrow, it's going to be Caddy Smack with the gym class. Looking forward to have Brian with us in studio. Get your questions ready to go. We'll talk about the Open Championship tomorrow as well. That'll be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the gym class. And then Jeff Linder and Dave Kokin on Thursday. Looking forward to that. Twins and the Mets coming up tonight at 7.
7 o'clock on 107.5, a little interleague action.
That'll be coming up tonight. Coming up next, Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're starting at 4 right here on KGYM.